Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait, a Canelan podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Malm, Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through 5th grade, and I am very excited today to be joined by Mr. Gonzalez, the President of Canelan School Board. Welcome today. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent.
So excited.
I'm very excited to have you. Could you take a minute, introduce yourself, tell us a little fun fact about your experience here in Canelan?
Yeah, I'm Adam Gonzalez. We've been part of this community for just under a decade, about 7 years now. Love it out here. So many different aspects. Fun fact, not really related to Canelan, but I have a mild addiction to sitcoms. It started in the 90s with Seinfeld and then evolved into mockumentaries with The Office. And Modern Family is my recent one. And when I say mild addiction, I keep watching the same episodes over and over again. Man. Drives my wife nuts.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. I actually just got hooked on Modern Family and I refuse to watch the end.
Yeah, well, I have that same issue with some of the other shows. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'll go all the way to the very last episode and then just refuse because I can't let it end.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I know that feeling. So tell us a little bit about, as you have found your home here in Canelan for almost a decade now, like you said, what did you find about Canelan that made you just excited to be here? What do you feel finds the most pride in Canelan? What makes you proud to be a Knight?
Yeah, I think the diversity in Canelan is what makes me most excited. And when I mention diversity, I'm not speaking specifically, you know, racial or ethnic, but really the mix of rural and urban. I was born and raised in a city in Albuquerque, and my wife was raised in a very rural environment on the Texas-New Mexico border. And so it's a perfect mix for us because my wife gets that small-town feel. We live in Elburn. But we also have the close amenities. You know, we don't have to drive an hour and a half to go to the local Walmart or the Meijer. And so that mix makes this community perfect for us. And I think the people as well, you know, that are part of that.
Yep. So knowing the ways that you have definitely become involved in Canelan through the Board of Education, but what are some ways that you have seen other families could become involved? First of all, like when you first came to Canelan before the Board of Education, what are some ways that you found immediately, either in the community, that you as a family found immediately that you jumped in and got involved within the district or just in the community?
Yeah, I think, well, living in Elburn, the Lions Club was a big
wonderful
facet of the community. Yeah, and I think initially the events they put on attracted us to it, and we began to see the involvement from all the volunteers and what we learned about it, and all the different organizations, you know, the Legion, all over the district. I find it very interesting. And again, I don't know if this is me coming from a city, a big city, where we don't have that aspect, or bigger city, not a big city, or just, you know, something that's unique to this environment. But there's just a ton of involvement, whether it's Elburn Days, that last week was Maple Park, or Labor Day was Maple Park, Fun Fest, you know, the Corn Boil in Sugar Grove. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting.
The one thing I've loved about this area too, and I'm a resident in a different town in Canelan, that like typically I find in some towns, like the festivals or the clubs like the Lions Club, they tend to do things in for that town. But I find in Canelan those festivals and those clubs are open to everyone. And you find people from every town going. Sure. And that's what the beauty of Canelan is. It's not just that you find Elburn people there. You find Sugar Grove and Montgomery and Maple Park and Canville people there. And then you go to, you know, Canville to their festival and you find everyone from all the different towns there as well. And that's the beauty of you go to the Corn Boil and you find friends from Elburn there. And I really find that it's unique that you find people from all across Canelan in all the different town events and festivals, the spaghetti dinners in Elburn. And I've really enjoyed that cross-community connection in a lot of the events that are put on by the different clubs and events and festivals across the communities. I've enjoyed that part of it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if you look at the district geographically, we're very spread out.
It's huge.
And yeah. Going back to your original question, you know, about what I love about Canelan and what makes it unique, I think it's the fact that we're able to bring these 9 different communities together. And, you know, to some extent, we're this big family, you know, across 9 very different areas.
Yep.
I think it makes it unique, and I think it's just a great opportunity for our students and our families.
Yep. So such a great conversation that I'm not even watching our time, and I'm almost over time. So I want to get to the point of being a board member. You obviously have also gotten involved with the school district. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend to parents or families of how to get involved in the students' education and with the, you know, the different ways that they could get involved literally in the school district as well?
Sure. Yeah. So our district presents a lot of opportunities for parents to get involved. I see it from 2 different perspectives. So there's direct involvement, which is, you know, sports activities come to mind. So, you know, coaching or being in the, you know, in the volunteering in the classroom or for different parties and being directly involved. And then there's what I would consider to be indirect, which I would consider the Board of Education to be somewhat indirect because we're not directly involved with the children and involved with their interacting with them, but indirectly we are heavily involved in the community and Canelan. So the district provides a lot of opportunities, whether it's CAC, there's different committees. I'd love to see them grow. My big thing is I'd love to hear feedback from what the community wants. Because at the end of the day, that's our role, is to be representative of the community, you know, as the Board of Education. And so, show up, you know, just attend. Mm-hmm. People are friendly. It's open, inviting. We want you there. And so, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities for sure.
Perfect. So even being a member or coming out and speaking with the board or sharing their feedback with some of those committees, even if you can't commit your time in the membership, sharing your opinion, even coming to the forums. I know the board has had forums before, or committees have had surveys before, encouraging that voice to be heard for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Excellent. Even if it's something as small as going to a local board meeting and open comment, you know, it doesn't always have to be negative. You can come
for
and just provide feedback on what you ways we can improve, you know, things we're doing right. I think we embrace people coming out and letting us know how we're doing, how we could do better. I'm always in the mindset I can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always growing, and so I'm always open to feedback. And I know I can speak on behalf of a few other board members that are definitely mm-hmm. open to that as well.
I like that concept of public comments can be continuous improvement and continuous celebration.
Sure.
You know, that ability to come out and celebrate as well as give us that continuous improvement as well.
Yeah, I think that's important from any leadership position to always celebrate wins and make sure you encourage growth, not just focus on opportunities, but also celebrate growth.
Excellent. This has been a fabulous conversation. I know we're over time. So if you have listened all the way to the end, you can have our secret word and be part of our weekly raffle. Mr. Gonzalez is going to tell you the secret word here in just a second. But if you email 302seconds@canelan.org with this very important word, you will be part of our weekly raffle. And so, Mr. Gonzalez, what is the word this week?
The word of the week is involvement.
Perfect. So get that email out there and you just might win. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.